WUSF is looking at America's affordable housing crunch and its impact here in Hillsborough County. In this part of our series, Growing Unaffordable, WUSF's Roberto Roldan gives us the perspective of those in the business of building homes.
With Hillsborough County in the midst of an affordable housing crunch, developers are continuing to build luxury homes and apartments, especially in Tampa's trendy neighborhoods and downtown. In my reporting, I met a handful of private developers, and they're reluctant to talk about the role that they play in a lack of affordable housing. They say they're not the bad guys. They're just doing business. Kevin Robles, head of Tampa's Domain Homes, says that the cost of building, not greed, is what's driving up the cost of new housing.
In a for-market environment that we're currently in today, I can barely put forth in the market anything less than high twos, low threes. Anything below about $285,000, you just can't produce it.
A lack of affordable, single-family homes in Tampa has big implications for first-time home buyers, like the ones that we've introduced you to in this series. And a higher cost of building also means higher rents. So I sat down with Zillow Research's senior economist, Sarah Mkhitaryan, to talk about why all the new construction seems to be so unaffordable.
It's true that a lot of the newer inventory that's coming online and being built are kind of on the upper end of the housing market. And nationwide and in Tampa, we've seen this huge shortage of inventory for entry-level homes, which is creating this affordability problem. Part of the reason for that currently is because it's pretty expensive to build right now.
And why is that?
The cost of building is just, it's gotten much more expensive, especially throughout the recovery. So part of the reason that we're seeing builders say things like, you know, I can't even feasibly build a single family home that isn't way beyond what you would consider a typical home purchase price to be, is because the inputs to building are really, really expensive right now. The cost of labor has gotten really expensive as the economy has rebounded. And in addition, these projects can take multiple years and sometimes go over budget. They really need to consider that this home needs to eventually sell for a profit, or else it doesn't make sense for them to build it in the first place.
What about the cost of tariffs? Has that affected building prices at all?
Definitely. So we've already seen tariffs kind of impact the cost of building new homes across the board. So single-family homes in particular are prone to being impacted by the fact that lumber has become more expensive due to tariffs. Steel is something else that has new tariffs associated with it, and that's really more the multifamily or rental side where you see increases in price, because building a multifamily home that usually has more steel than like a single family home would.
Do you see us getting to a point where we're building more affordable apartments, or we're building starter homes again?
You know, I think if a builder can figure out how to build a more affordable home and turn a profit on that, they will be wildly successful, because there is huge demand for that right now, not only in Tampa, but across the country. But from everything that we've heard and seen in the data, at the moment, it's just not feasible for a builder to build these like more affordable homes.
So then what can people expect going forward? Is the market showing any signs of leveling off, or are people going to be stuck with higher rents and home prices as we head into 2019?
Yeah, so I think things are starting to slow down a little bit. So for people that are looking to buy or rent a new home, hopefully they aren't going to be fighting appreciation rates that have been as high as they have been over the past couple of years. That said, both rents and home values will continue to rise. So going into 2019, you should expect that if you want to purchase a home or rent a home, you're probably going to need to shell out a little bit more cash than you would if you were to start that process today.
All right, Sarah, thank you for helping us make sense of the market.
Awesome. Yeah, no problem at all.